That's puts a hole in your cocktail hour, don't it?
That it does, that it does. Hi, did somebody join?
This is Edmund.
Hey, Edmund. Wonderful. Edmund, are you on in the capacity of being the observer from the JIG?
Yep.
Okay,
I
perfect.
I've been on more often, but I haven't been.
No, that's okay. We typically have Aubrey participating as the JIG team member.
Yeah, she mentioned, so I'm not sure whether she's...
She may or may not join us, but Leo, point of order, can you add... Can you add Edmond to the list of team members? As an observer? And did you send a statement of interest?
Sure. I'll send it again.
If you've already sent it, then we'll get it record. We'll get it into the record.
Yeah, I sent it to Dennis. For all the teams, but I'll send it in again.
Thank you. I just want to get it updated onto the record. We're getting pretty close to rounding out our work.
Understood.
So, and I'll cover that when we round up. I'll give people maybe another couple minutes here to let others join. And then we'll do sort of a roll call recap and talk about the document that's floating around the group now.
Sounds good.
Do we have anybody else who's joined? If you could announce yourself as you come in. I think we'll have a regret from Will Shorter today. I have a out-of-office reply from him. Okay. Well, I think it's worth going ahead and getting started with the call. If we have people join us, we can have them join in and recap things, or they can listen to the recording to pick up any of the gap that they may have missed.
Would you like me to do a roll call?
Leo, I was about to ask. You're amazing.
Okay. Jotham, you're here.
I am.
Harold? Okay, Harold. Andre? Eric Brown?
Yeah, I'm on.
Kerry?
Here.
Nadia Marzova? Francisco Obispo? Giovanni Sepia? Will Shorter's on honeymoon, I think, isn't he?
I believe that's the case.
Will Tan? Avery Doria? Edmon?
Possibly a jet engine.
Hi, the jet seemed to stop. I wonder if that's Edmond stuck in traffic.
In case you were wondering, that wasn't me. It just happened to start when it was asking for me.
Okay. There is a little bit of background, I think. I think it's coming from your side, though, Edmond, if you'd mute. And then if you can unmute when there's other details happening.
I'm generally on mute.
Okay.
I'm hearing those noises as well.
Oh, you're hearing the noises. Kerry, are you driving?
Nope.
Okay. Well, whatever the noise was, it's gone. And we're grateful. So the recording has started, Leo?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, as those of you who follow the list have seen, there is a start to a document to complement, I think, the document that Kerry has contributed to the group. I think I can just talk at a very high level about this. We might even be able to have a terse call considering the, unfortunately, low attendance. If everyone would be fine with that. I have been requested by Alexei Sozanov, who is the leader of the Cyrillic team group, that he and I speak just in advance of the upcoming joint call. So I'd like to spend a little bit of time on this call just discussing the seed document that Kim circulated that I added some updates to overnight. I'd like to then discuss, if there's any comments on that, and then just discuss briefly to frame what we'd like to see from the Cyrillic call, if there's anything in addition to the bullet points that were circulated for the meeting agenda. And then I believe we may be able to tie off the call rather quickly. Any objections? Hearing none, I'd like to go right into the Latin document, which was circulated on the list. I did not request that we're using Adobe Connect. Is everyone able to open up that Word document or the PDF version of it that was circulated?
If you like, I can fire up Adobe Connect.
I put it in the Adobe Connect room.
Oh, Leo's one step ahead of me.
Oh, all right, yeah. So folks can join us on Adobe Connect.
The URL is icann.adobeconnect.com/latin-vip.
Okay, so if I can talk about this at just a very high level, Carrie's document, I think the document from our host organization or our sponsoring organization, I'm probably wording it poorly, but I think Carrie has circulated a document that there is, at least at this point, no large verbal objection to. I personally agree with the findings in it myself. What I want to do, Carrie, I think you've done an outstanding job with this. It very much comes across extremely academic, and what I believe in what you've written here. This is, me speaking personally. What I'd like to do, though, is reframe the document so that it follows some of the format that the other teams have used, and it may, kind of reduce some of the descriptions or narratives so that it's really, spoken in plain terms, so that a broader audience can benefit from it than those of us who have the opportunity or spent some time in the trenches on the IDN or within the ICANN fora. So I think the task between now and the 15th is taking, and in addition to what exists in the document that Kim had started, we'll be basically doing that work. Kim, I'd like to talk with you about how we divide that up. Maybe we can divide and conquer.
Sure.
Perhaps if I take at the front of the document, you take at the tail of the document, work our way towards the middle.
Well, I mean, just for context, I mean, what I've done with the document was, I took the framework that was circulated by Francisco Arias a few weeks ago as the starting point, and then I filled in information about the history of the work, and also the membership of our team and other sort of, filler stuff, and then I started but did not complete going through Carrie's work and trying to integrate it as best as possible into that format, and in the process started to change some of the section headings so they made a bit more sense. Given the structure that I started from was not prescriptive, we don't have to follow it exactly. So working out where it made sense to follow it and where it doesn't. And I think that work needs to continue So ultimately, we capture all the points that Carrie's document has. And, you know, obviously add any additional information that's produced by the team members as well. So that's what brought us to the document as it stands right now. So I think at a minimum, we need to continue the work in, you know, making sure Kerry's analysis is captured, given that the group has agreed that that's our starting point. And then hopefully team members can contribute additional considerations to be included into the document.
That is my hope. That is something I'd like to see happen. So the next piece of this is that, you know, I'd like to see us get as much done in the next week as possible, so that we have the opportunity to meet our draft deadline, which is Thursday next. And I think it's achievable, but I do probably need to prod the list a couple times to circulate. You know, please look at this document, please comment, please add your entries. So I will take that as an action item on myself. Is everyone clear on what the document is? I mean, essentially, this is going to be the deliverable as our case study. And then the document, which Carrie was kind enough to assemble, which is extremely comprehensive, will be a reference document that we will refer to. And from this point on, our clear objective is to get, I guess, a narrative abstract that references Carrie's document that, you know, also, you know, kind of follows the format of the other working groups, so there's some consistency. And our objective is to get that drafted by the 15th, again, next Thursday, and that would give us 2 weeks for review, vetting, commentary, whatever, towards getting a final version out by the 30th of September. Any comments?
I think that, Kim here, I guess the question I have is, rather than this be a document, you know, partly written by staff, partly written by yourself, of what we think the working group wants to say, based on hearing nothing, those others on the call, is there anything we can do to help facilitate your input so we can get more voices into the document?
Candidly, Kim, I think we're going to get more feedback from the list and circulating this on the list than we may on the call.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, well, I think we're making all reasonable efforts to be as inclusive as possible. Are there folks who have joined the call since the roll call that would like to speak up and identify themselves? I noticed, for example, that we have Eric Brown in the Adobe Connect, as well as Nadia Morozova.
Eric responded on the roll call, so
yeah.
Maybe Nadia was the jet engine that we heard.
That's possible. Hi, Eric. Thanks for joining the call. I think I had some connection issues, so I didn't hear Eric, so I apologize for calling you out.
That's fine. And, you know, I haven't participated a lot. I've been following it a little bit on the list. And, you know, Jonathan, you and I spoke, what, a week ago in San Francisco, so.
That's right. And I appreciate your contributions, you know, that when we've had our conversations. So, I definitely want to call you out as being a, you know, contributor to the group. I think we had some challenges with group with attendance just due to overlapping with the summertime. So I'm doubly grateful for all the heavy lifting that Kara Carpet's taken and put forth in this in the group. Well, not hearing any comments directly on this call with respect to the document, and it may be that folks need the opportunity to review the document and perhaps make their comments on list with red lines or some form of track changes on. What I'd like to propose is that we can move on from this document unless we need some review time. Essentially, is there anybody who is not clear on what this document is and how to participate and contribute with it? Okay. So I wanted to, it's not on the agenda, but I wanted to congratulate Kerry Karp and Harold Alvestrand, who have been selected for, I guess, the next stages of the IDN variant program. And they'll be handling the, they'll be participating. Kim, can you talk a little bit on what that program is, that next phase?
Sure. So, you know, the first phase of this project has been these six case study teams who were each to analyze a particular script, obviously in our case Latin. The second phase, which begins in Dakar, is to take the reports that each of those six teams produces and coalesce them into a single issues paper. That issues paper should basically harmonize the issues into a general statement of variant problems that can then be taken into the solutions development phase. So what the IDN variant team, the staff team, has done is try to identify one to two individuals from each of the sub-teams that could contribute to a working team. Obviously, that team shouldn't be too big so that you know, it's more productive. So there'll be a handful of individuals that will meet in Dakar in much the same way as this team met in Singapore from that second phase team. And they will start discussing how to produce that consolidated report from all the six case study team reports. So that's the basic overview. Was there anything you wanted me to touch on?
Well, and then just to frame what the timing is and what they're going to be doing so that it's clear to the other participants in the team why it's so valuable to have Harold and Kerry participating as they've been participants in the Latin group, how that plugs into the overall variant program.
Well, I mean, the timeline for the second phase, and I'm speaking off the top of my head, I believe they're scheduled to... Sorry?
Didn't mean to put you on the spot. Thank you for...
Oh, no problem.
The question.
I only caveat it in that I might be a bit wrong on the details, but I believe the draft is due from the second phase in December 15th. So effectively, that team will have about 2 months to produce its consolidated report. So ultimately, the product of this process should be done before the end of this calendar year. I'm a bit fuzzy on the details beyond that, but that's the mandate of sort of that second phase group. And then, you know, like I said, there's representatives of each of the groups, and it was really with an eye to who had been the most active contributor to each group. Now, recognize the Latin team has kind of been a late bloomer, so to speak, in terms of our work program. And given that we needed to settle the list of names a couple of weeks ago, we really, you know, we had Kerry's document, and obviously he's contributed a lot of thought to that. So Kerry's name came up as the prime responsible person to speak on behalf of Latin script issues. So he was the staff pick to be part of that second phase.
Yeah, and I'm grateful for that. And Carrie, for all of your help and the support of your organization, thank you very much.
More than welcome.
That echo was really cool. So that's off.
You want more?
It was like a gratitude dance mix. So moving on, we've got this document in conjunction with the other support document. People are clear on that we're going to have the September 15th draft deadline and the September 30th deliverable date for our final document. So those of you who are reviewing this recording after the fact, you may have missed the call. That's our current objective. And then that will feed in, after a comment period, into the next steps in the variant program. The next topic is some of the discussion and what we'd like to achieve from the conversations as we join the Cyrillic team at the top of the hour. We have circulated some of our thoughts in and around, for example, and it's, I think it's present in our case study at this time, that we'd like to see, or we suggest and recommend that it would be wise not to allow mixed code points between Greek and Latin and Cyrillic code points or languages or scripts. Some of the other comments that we saw were things that I'd like to cover now if they require any additional vetting before we join that call. Are there any things that we need to cover that were not present in the points that Leo circulated in the meeting request? Okay, well that was very easy. I will have an updated, I noticed in our agenda, and I failed to cover this, I still owe a updated statement of interest, but part of my statement of interest will be that as we deliver the final version of this document, that I'll have to be sunsetting my participation in the group as the team lead as of the delivery of the September 30th. And I certainly will remain to answer any questions about that, but I'll be very, very extremely focused with my new role with the company Sidari.com. Moving on, if there are no questions about or observations about the Cyrillic, let's just discuss one more opportunity while we're on this call. If anyone wants to comment on the document or the definition, including what I included into the seed document. Otherwise, I'll transition to any other business, and we could potentially have a very efficient call here, and perhaps tie off early. I'd like to call people's attention to a new RFC that came out that Paul Hoffman and John Clemson participated in drafting. It's RFC 6365, which has a very good set of definitions that I took and placed in as a sort of a seed reference for definitions. And I'd encourage people to review that that document. It's got, gratefully, a lot of information about what we'll be doing with something that could be used as common vocabulary across many of the other teams. So I included that in reference to that as part of the contributions I put into the document. As people make contributions to the document, it'd be good if they could place some either in comment form within their additions, or if they could narrate the document that they submit, if they could put a narrative in the email of what it is they've done or what they've contributed, so we have some context around it as they contribute it to the list. I think that's the format that would work best for all of our benefit. Does anyone have any other business to raise on this call? Or are there any pieces that we missed or opportunity to discuss that someone would like to call attention to? If not, typically when there's low attendance on a call, it's often proposed to dismiss the call or to reschedule the call. However, we have quite a lot happening. We have a very tight time frame to make sure that we have some deliverables, and I think there's a lot of eyeballs on making sure that the Latin team, as well as the other variant teams, have a successful delivery of their documents. I believe we're a late bloomer. We're going to really come across the finish line well with this document. I look forward to everyone's contributions towards making that happen. The deadline for contributions, I'd like to request be that everyone gets their contributions in, and I will state this to the list, by September 14th, so that they can be incorporated in a draft version to be sent to the list on September 15th. So I will circulate that request to the list. We also, Carrie, you had identified in a previous call that we might lose you for part of the time. Because we incorporate so much of your material and reference your material so much in this document, I definitely want to make sure that we have the benefit of some of your commentary as that draft is available. Are we still, if we go with the 15th?
Yeah, it's business as usual until the 20th of this month. And if we have a 17th deadline, then there shouldn't be too much of a problem.
Perfect. Okay. Well, right now the deadline is the 15th. So that should be...
Well, and by my reckoning, that's before both the 17th and the 20th. So we should still make it.
All is good then. Great. Okay. So our next call, hearing no any other business, I'll go ahead and say our next call is in approximately 24 minutes. Leo Vigoda has put into the Adobe Connect the call-in details for the joint call with the Cyrillic team. It is the same set of numbers with a different conference ID. And then, Leo, is the Adobe Connect for the Cyrillic team, is that something you could also post?
I don't know if there is an Adobe Connect room that they are using. but okay. I don't see why we can't maintain this room and invite them to join it.
Okay. I think that's actually a good idea.
So, I mean, they have the same room that we have. It's Cyrillic-VIP. Whether they use it or not is the question. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, I would like to thank everyone for their participation today in this call. I look forward to additional participation in the form of your contributions to the document. If you have certain sections that you'd like to contribute to, please do so. You have essentially a week to do that. And in the meantime, Kim and I will be taking and adapting pieces of documents as in the meantime, and we'll be circulating those as we make large blocks of contribution into the list so that people can submit their track changes to the most recent version of that document. I'd like to thank everybody for joining the call, and I'd also like to call this call to a conclusion, and I will talk to hopefully as many of you as possible at the top of the hour. Thank you all very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Left.